Hello, my name is Alexis. You have reached the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How may I help you?
I live in Mobile County in Alabama, and there are three cities or towns, Saraland, Satsuma, and Crayola, with establishments that's like super centers or superstores. The employees aren't wearing masks. The manager is not wearing masks. Probably 70% of the people in there, these establishments, aren't wearing masks. Even though I'm wearing a mask, but they're not staying 6 foot distance, and I even keep trying to move and try and get out the way, and it's just very difficult. And also, there's all the churches around here, and they pretty large churches, especially in Saraland, that are continuing to have indoor gatherings, and with probably at least 100 to 150, if not more, members. And they're also like the prayer line, passing offering plate, baptizing people, touching the hands. And I mean, I believe in God and stuff, but right now, you know, it's sort of dangerous. And they were doing like the viral on the internet where you watched every Sunday. But they stopped that. So now everybody's going back in person, and there has been several people in several churches in Saraland that had coronavirus and has spread it to other people, and they shut it down for a while, sanitized, and right back to the same thing again. Now, I haven't been able to go because I have underlying health conditions.
Right.
But I have family members that's going, that's extremely close to me, including my children. And I'm just not very happy about this. Even though, you know, they're younger and everything, they can still get it too. And then I'm not even able to see them, me and my husband, because of our health. But I don't want them to get it and die. Or possibly die. I mean, I just don't know what to do about it.
Yes, ma'am. So you actually can file a report if you would like to. There is a line specifically for people who would like to file a report or a complaint against a company or business for not following the 19 guidelines. Ma'am?
We're retired, me and my husband. And I really wasn't wanting to give my name because my kids would be extremely mad with me because they're at the age, one's 22 and one's 29. They think they're indestructible. And it's not going to happen to them.
Okay, well.
We're overreacting.
What I can do is alert them of the cities that you gave.
And it's mainly on Highway 43 and Celeste Road and Shelton Beach Road.
Yes, and I can do that for you.
But like I said, you know, I just don't want to get my name.
Okay, yes,
because
I will not include. You don't have to include any of them.
My kids will be extremely mad at me.
Well, that's how kids are, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it takes it to actually hit someone's house before most of them wake up and realize, you know, this is no joke.
Think it's just like a flu or something.
Yeah, and me and my husband, we firm believers in following science, and we don't this right here has nothing, it don't pick Republicans, Democrats, nothing like that. And I keep telling them that no matter, you know, what you hear, this is not the flu, this is not your average disease. And a lot of people said, well, they were saying this at first. I said, yeah, because no one knew anything about this. Now, you know, we've learned a lot about this now. I said, just follow the science and do your homework. But, of course, a lot of people's not doing that. But, I mean, we ordering our stuff and having it delivered at the door. We let it sit out there, and then we spray it and then wipe down everything and all. Before we come in our home, we hadn't left our home since March to go anywhere.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of them, my immediate family, is saying they're not getting the vaccine, which me and my husband, we're going to. I mean, because we're not really having much of a life right now.
Do you just get your groceries
delivered?
We are
alive. Well, yes, ma'am.
I figure, yeah, a lot of people are doing that now.
And I let it, so I make them set it, you know, outside, and we'll keep an eye on it so no one steals it. Even though we live, you know, fairly in a good neighborhood, never had problems with that, but you never know. And we'll let it set up there for a while, and then we'll go out, open it, wipe everything down before we even, you know, bring it in our house and put it up. I mean, we're trying to, you know, be as safe as possible.
Yeah,
but
that's exactly what my grandma does. She wipes it down. She uses citrus, too.
Yeah, because you don't know how many people touched it, you know, before.
Before it got to your house.
And it has to go through a lot of processing. Even from the factory to the stores and packing and here and delivery guys. They could look at it like my kids sort of look at it. And I can't take that chance.
But I will bring this to their attention. I'll just, you know, include the information that you gave me, not your, you know, not your information or your number or anything like that.
Oh,
I'll just let them know the areas to be, you know, to watch and monitor for following COVID protocols and restrictions.
Yes, because I'm going to go ahead and give you this, but since you're not, you know, going to get my name or anything like that, or where I'm calling from, but the assembly got on Shelton Beach Road, they plan on baptizing 2 people Sunday.
Oh, Lord.
And my son is going to be one of those. And it's just got me, I mean, we've bed and bed and bed, and it's just not getting through. He's like, Mom, the Lord has us. I said, yeah, tell that to the other 300 some people who's dead. They probably figure the Lord had them, too. He'll have you if you go to heaven.
not even hundreds, thousands.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, like right here.
Sarah Lane? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, but I appreciate it, and if there's any way you can try and alert Sarah Lynn's authority to, you know, try to get something done about this, maybe hopefully for Sunday, that, you know, they can go back virtual and stop this baptism, because, I mean, I believe in baptism, and they were dedicated as kids, but for some odd reason, he just won't do it again. And you hate to say no when it comes to something, you know, when it involves the Lord, but I don't want him dead. Or
yes,
sick.
Yeah, or sick, yes,
you know?
Yes.
But, yeah.
And the effects of it could be long-lasting.
Yes, I worry about the long hauler. You know, and even with the vaccine, I'm sure right now, you know, we're going to get it as soon as we're able to, But I'm sure we'll learn more about it later on. You know, but I mean, that's just how science works, you know, with something that you're unfamiliar with, and it just, you know, as those saying goes, you learn something new every day.
Yes, ma'am, you sure do. I know I do.
It's worth the check of, you know, taking it. Take my chances. Yeah, well, I thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and you are
May God
welcome.
Bless you and your family.
You too, ma'am, and thank you for reporting it. Like I said, I'll let them know and help them be on alert. I don't know if they'll be able to stop it by Sunday because a lot of places are closing for the holidays.
Yeah, I'm going to beg him again on the phone. I'm going to call him up till Sunday and just beg him and beg him and beg him. That's all I can do.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
And you too. Stay safe.